The bride of Jesus Christ. He said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. But now, this is where I am going. But the king has a procedure, has a law. Nobody comes to the presence of the king, even the queen, unless he sends for you. And now, that means, and there's danger. And the queen cannot go because he has not sent for him. That's the power of fasting, I want to let you know. Hallelujah. Fasting can bend any situation. That's what I want you to know. Fasting can change any situation. It can change even the mind of God. If he didn't want to answer you now, according to any law, fasting will make him change his mind and answer. And if you come without his invitation, he will kill you. That means you are coming here to kill him. The Queen Esther said, I am not supposed to even go near the king till the next 30 days. So I cannot go. She had every reason. Mordecai had to remind her. Don't think that if the thing comes to pass, they have given a date already to finish us. A date has been given, church. A date the enemy must have, may have given you a date to die. A date to sack you from the office. A date, even quit notice has been given to you by a landlord, you have nowhere to go. Mordecai told Queen Esther, maybe it is because of this God sent you there. And don't you think that when the time will come, you will be spared because you too, you are a Jew. Ha, the thing moved Esther. What did she do? If you read that chapter all, she declared a fast. He said, go and tell every Jew and fast for me. And I will go. If I perish, I perish. But you can't perish. Hallelujah. You can't perish. When you draw down the hand of God like that, I will know the rest of the story. Because of that fast, that death sentence was turned to Haman the enemy. Hallelujah. To reverse a course back to sender, go into a fast. And what happened to Haman will happen to somebody's enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Nehemiah chapter 2 also, Nehemiah was in captivity. And those that were left behind, did you know the story? Came to him and he saw them and said, come, what is happening in our land? And they were telling him a very, very bleak. The story was horrible. He said the very gloomy story. Estate of Jerusalem, the city had been brought down. The city gate had been burnt by fire. Oh, come and see how those of us left behind, how we are suffering. And the whole day he could not sleep. He was worried. He picked a fast and told God, let this be the sign that you have answered my prayer. If I go to the king, because he was the king's cupbearer. When I'll be going to him, cause something to happen that he will ask me, why are you like this? And anything I tell him, Father, let him do it. You know, we can learn something from there. Sister, if you have a stubborn husband, when they give you money, try this one, fast. Fast. Say, Lord, I want to meet this man. He's very stingy. Lord, I want him to give me 2 million naira. He has it, but the man will not give me. He gives only his sisters, he gives his brothers. Anytime I ask her, he says, nya. Lord, I am fasting dry now. I'm not going to eat until I meet him. Lord, cause him to see me and ask me, honey, why are you like this? Anything I tell him, let him answer. Somebody try it and secretly text your testimony to me. It will happen. Nehemiah went like that, and the king exactly asked him, I have not seen in this countenance before, what is happening? He said, king, how will I be happy when this is the news I'm hearing about my fatherland? And the king asked him, what will you want me to do? He said, just release me to go for some time and go and rebuild that city. And give me letter to all the people in the governors on the way that they should not touch me. Let me remain untouchable. And even go to the owner of that forest and let him give me those wood that I used to build back. Just give me the note. And the king granted his heart desire. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is what fasting can do. And I'm telling you, praise God, that it has never failed. Those who have experienced the power of fast, they practice it regularly. I mean regularly. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know how the whole city of Nineveh was spared the destruction through fast. Jonah went with the prophecy. In 40 days' time, all of you in this city will be destroyed for your wickedness. And the king said, hey! When God speaks, it comes to pass. He told the whole nation, the whole city rather, of Nineveh. He said, they should not eat, no food, no water. Even their animals, they should not eat. And we saw what happened. They cried to God, fasting. They cried to God, Lord, have mercy on us. Although you have pronounced this judgment upon us, we know we have been committing sin, we have been wicked, we have been this. Father, forgive us. And because they cried unto the Lord, fasting like that, God sent back the hope, the same prophet, back to them. Oh, glory be to God. And that was averted. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fasting, you can also fast to conquer temptation. When you are in the midst, in an area, in an environment that is easy, you can be tempted, you can fall. Start a fast. You know that if you travel out, you know what I mean. That the devil can pull you down. We saw it as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ received his adoption. As soon as he received that confirmation of his ministry on River Jordan, in Matthew chapter 4, the Bible says he was sent to the wilderness to be tempted. Church, when you read that scripture very well, you will be asking, why should God send him to be tempted instead of protecting him from protection? No, because the Bible also tells us that all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Once you are a Christian, you will begin to face temptations. Satan will not let you go. People must catch this revelation. Satan will not let you go. And he will, especially if you have a ministry, if you have a grace, if you have a gift, Satan will make sure he rubbish that gift so that the gift will not be effective. But, hallelujah, they didn't write in that scripture that God told Jesus, go and fast. Jesus already knew the principle. The only way to conquer temptation, since I'm not going to face temptation, is to equip myself with a fast. 40 days, he declared it for himself. And I'm not saying you should go and fast for 40 days. You have to declare it within your ability. Praise the Lord. And we saw how he conquered Satan. The same way, if you go to Mark chapter 14, if you read it from verse 34, Jesus Christ, seeing the danger that was coming, he will leave his disciples and he will go. Wait for me, I am coming, please. Be praying along. Me too, I'm withdrawing to go and pray. He will come back after a few hours. He will come and meet them sleeping. Told his disciples, you cannot wait with me just 1 hour. After some time, he withdrew again to go and pray. When he came back, He slip off again. You see? There is something that I actually observed. You know, husband and wife. If the husband is spiritual, prayerful, the wife will relax. And I'm covered now, I'm covered now. Say they pray, I'm covered. I'm telling you something that is a fact. And if it is the wife that is spiritual, the husband, should they pray now? You are spiritual now. Can I tell you one risk you are taking? This godly exercise, everyone, nobody must hide under another person's grace. Can I tell you one dangerous thing? Hallelujah. And don't let it come your way. Such people, sometimes God will take away the man. Or I leave you now. Sure, you were depending on the man instead of me. God. He takes him away. The man will die on time. I leave you. Now that time, now you will begin to pray by force. Don't do that. Make sure you operate under your own grace. Make sure, build up your own self. Don't hide under the grace of your husband or the grace of your wife. Or even the grace of your pastor. Don't do that. If not, God will create a situation where he will cause you to look up to him and him alone. Because his glory, he will not share with anyone. And so, he looked at them, his disciples. Let's read it. Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 37. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping and said unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Did I sleep? Could I not watch 1 hour? You can't pray for just 1 hour. You can't wait for just 1 hour. Some people here cannot come for vigil. The people that come to vigil in this ministry are people who are not our church members. Who know the grace here and they come here. Every Tuesday they are here, every Friday. All our prayer programs, they are here. Because they know we have something here. But our members, they are hiding under the grace of the prophets that they are close to. Hey! Ask your neighbor, now you pastor they talk to. Answer him now. Answer, where? They look at me. Answer now, pastor. Okay, answer, did you come on visit last Friday? Shamefully tell him. Oh, sorry, shamelessly tell him. I could not come. I could not come. I was weak. Can you see the answer? I was very weak. I was very tired. You know, I worked all day. You know, I was, okay, you couldn't come. For house there, did you pray? In the house, did you pray? Let me tell you, the estate of your spiritual life, how low it is. That the whole church that you belong, under a covenant, they are having a program, a praying program, they are all in the church. And you stay at home and you sleep comfortably. You sleep comfortably. It is nothing but defining how low your spiritual estate is. You'll be so guilty until you will not be able to sleep. Instead, you will stay awake and be praying there. Till 9, 5, you say, I know, say they don't share grace now. Then peace can come. Plus, I beg on top, begging God to forgive you that you couldn't make it. But that you are comfortable at home when all other members are in a program agreed by a church under a covenant. I'm telling you, it means you are spiritually minus zero. Minus zero. In fact, you are not spiritual at all. Even minus, you don't get. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Don't be afraid of talking to your neighbor. When I tell you talk, tap the neighbor. Make sure he hear you. Especially that one where they frown. And they talk, and they frown. Now, ain't they guilty? Tap him. You know why repent? They frown. tap am, say, wake up, wake up. Wake up your spiritual life. Wake up your spiritual life. Tap your neighbor, tell him, wake up your spiritual life. Because this is what Jesus Christ told them. Verse 38. Watch ye and pray, lest you enter into temptation. This is what he said. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, 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 weak. If you, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is ready. If you tap it, it will come up. If you decide go to church, he will agree, he will follow you. But the flesh will say, no need. And I said, no, every Friday I go call next week. Oh, that tells you he has finished with you. And if you slept comfortably while others were here, you slept comfortably, I am telling you that is evidence you are not connected to us. You are not connected to the fellowship of brethren. If you are, even in your sleep, you will see yourself here. In the dream, you will see yourself jumping here with us. Yes, now. Praise the Lord. So that is the effect of fasting. To keep alive your spirit and put the flesh under. Another effect of fasting is that it enables you to effectively cast out stubborn demons. You cast out stubborn demons. In Matthew chapter 17, when they brought that possessed child, the disciples prayed all day. That demon refused to go. But when they came to Jesus Christ, before he spoke, that demon ran away. It is not because it was Jesus. A man that will fast for 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. How can you be the same level with that person? And so the disciples were surprised. Come. How were you able to do it easier? We throughout, we couldn't succeed. And in verse 21, it says, because of your unbelief, but then, even if you have faith, the disciples had two problems. Number one, they had no faith. Then number two, they know they fast. So he said, how be it, even if you have the faith, this type cannot go except by fasting and prayer. By fasting and prayer. That is, it is only a man that prays regularly and fasts regularly that this type of spirit will listen to. Ministers of God, healing and deliverance. It is not by shouting. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Bishop Godwin, you are telling me that any time they sit down here, they watch when I'm doing deliverance.
Yes, sir.
And what did you say you observe?
I said, observe, you do it gently. You don't shout.
I don't shout.
Yes, sir.
I just do it gently.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And the demon will go.
Yes.
He must go. Because it is not by shouting that the demon will go. It is by the authority you have acquired. Hallelujah. Amen. A policeman that wants to deal with you doesn't shout at you. He has authority. He knows you don't enter. He's going to jail you. He will say, good morning, sir. Can you follow me? Amen. People who have authority, they don't fight. If you see madam, they shout at her workers, at her house help, something is wrong. Praise God. You don't shout, no demon goes. No, see, this sign shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. See something here. Say, in my name, say, they will lay hand. He said, they will lay hand on the sick. And the sick will recover. See, They will lay hands. Study that scripture very well. It didn't say when you lay hand, they begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. It didn't say so. Oh. Are you sick? Where? Here? Before you carry that hand there, make sure you have acquired something on that hand. Oh, glory be to God. It's not just enough that I am a believer. Jesus Christ, all the demons knew who he was, even before he was born. Yet, he lived a life of holiness, purity, and he lived a praying life. Before they wake up, he don't withdraw to a mountain. By the time people wake up, he has charged himself for the day. When he goes therefore to Peter's house and sees Peter's mother-in-law and see the mother-in-law sick, the Bible just says he held the hand. Stand up, John. Hey, glory be to God. Ah, may the Lord take me to that level. Hallelujah. May the Lord take me to that level. He did not go to Peter's house, Peter's mother-in-law's house, and say she's sick. He said, oh Lord, come down and manifest. The pastor is sweating. Oh Lord. Not be that time. Not be that time. Father Mama Sototo should be at your closet. Praise God. Am I saying something? I don't know. You acquire power not when you face a situation. The only prayer Jesus Christ prayed when he jumps into it, said, Father, I thank you because you always hear me. Because he wants the Father to take the glory. It is not that prayer that gave him the power. Where are you? Go and you go. Hey, you demon, leave. And it is not negotiable. I will not go. I am the one that I will not. See, minister, anytime you face a stubborn spirit, say, go. I know, go. Don't bother yourself shouting. Tell them, come back next tomorrow and start dry fasting. They're not going to know why you tell them, make him come next tomorrow. This case, you must go. You see, if that case must go, then you must also fast. If it must go, it's a lie. Satan, you must go. Satan, you must go. He must go. By what authority? By what power? Praise the Lord. When Satan wants to finish you, Jesus. Especially those of us who have ministry. He knows how to pull us down. I went with a prophet somewhere. I will not call his name. In this church. We went somewhere at Agboju to go and minister. I was policing him because I know that if he doesn't eat, he operates better. But he has problem of food. So I held him. I made sure I didn't give him chance to eat. I held him, from vigil here. I dragged him straight to my house. We remained there, from my house, straight to the program. He was ministering, and see him flying. Come and see what was going on. I was thanking God for him. Small time, he just said, wait, then he came. I was sitting down. He said, Daddy, hungry, they wire me. Praise the Lord. I said, come on, minister. He said, my eye, they told me. The church didn't know what was happening. So I dragged his ear to my mouth. I said, no disgrace yourself here. No disgrace yourself here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the same minister that followed me to Equatorial Guinea. Then he was ministering. He went to the back And suddenly, he saw a woman that was possessed. Then he was battling with the woman. The woman was facing him. He was facing the spirit. I just said, let me go and help my brother. When we came back to the hotel, he said, Daddy, that spirit will disgrace me. I said, why will it not disgrace you? When you there, hear the chop. I follow you, the chop. How can we come for program and be eating and eating and eating? We are coming to face demons. Praise the Lord. Look, if you want to fly in the spirit, Igbo, you are hearing me? Make sure you fly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this type does not go except some situations you want God to change. That your stubborn picking when no green change is going out to the world. It's becoming a criminal. Beating him will not change it. Speaking to him like that, with empty mouth, it will not work. If you want the things you will tell him to work, take him to the Lord in fasting and prayer in your privacy. And don't say, follow me to prayer. You must follow me this boy. You must follow me. Then when you pray, say, hey, Brother Festus, this boy, not they here. Deliver him. The boy will say, okay now. So you don't finish. Mommy, you have taken me to choosing. You know work. You have taken me to synagogue. You know work. Now, bride, you go now. Oh, yeah, now. So we are next. You know, you have some of them that bad. It is not like that. Your secret prayer. When you pray, God will cause words to come out of your mouth. That when you speak to that boy, he will bow. Praise the Lord. That's the power that changes stubborn situations. Stop crying, sister, because your husband is misbehaving. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Now, this prayer is unusual prayer because this is a prayer to change situations. It goes with a fast. Unusual situations, you have to apply unusual solution. Praise the Lord. I told you people an example of my own life. When I gave my life to Christ, I said, I will not take drugs. I did not believe. It was much later, my pastor made this clear to me. Yes, after I believed. I did not believe that a Christian should take drugs. Because the Bible said, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And whenever I fell sick, I would just pray. My wife can testify to that and anybody around me. So when the sickness comes, I will pray. Normal prayer. I will go to the church, do it. The Bible says, lay hand. I will go to the minister, lay hand on me. The thing refuses to go. I will take a fast. One day fast. The thing refuses to go. I will take the next one, 2 days fast. The thing refuses to go. Then I will take God, ready to receive me. Because I will not eat until you take this thing away. And anytime I get that drastic, he has never allowed me to reach the third day. He will heal me. So I have known the power of fasting. That's why I can share it with you. And I'm not telling you that you should not take drugs when you are sick. I'm only telling you what I have confirmed to be the truth. It's not a doctrine. It is an exercise of faith. And I have exercised it, and I have found that it works. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why we must fast. Amen. Even in olden times, in Bible times, when a serious battle, they're about to go for a serious battle, they would tell the men, stay away from your wives for some days. Stay away from sleeping with your wives for some days. That is, be serious. remove anything pleasure for now. Let's face the serious business. We also see in the Bible that to show repentance from sin, asking God to forgive you. We have seen examples in the Bible that people will cry to God fasting, like we saw in Nineveh, like we saw also David in the matter of Bathsheba, Uriah's wife, asking for forgiveness. That is what produced Psalm 51. He cried unto the Lord, fasting, and God will hearken unto such. Praise the Lord. We saw also fasting, that people fast. We saw instances of people fasting to know God's will and to ask for God's direction in some matter. Like we saw Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, when he saw that the period of the captivity was coming to an end and he wanted to know what next. He began to cry unto God in fasting. And we saw how the Lord came down and answered him. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, where we saw where the apostles came together, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they were praying, what next, and then they had thus said the Lord, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have for them. They were fasting. And when you are also going out, like we see the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, into the ministry, into a new assignment that God has given you for direction, for wisdom, go and fast before you undertake that assignment. You want to start a ministry, you want to answer a call of God, even if you hear expressly, go to so-so-so place and do this for me. Before you go, always know that Satan will be waiting for you there. Therefore, before you go, make sure you fast. Praise the Lord. Of course, I've emphasized that we fast for consecration, to stay consecrated so that we can be more spiritual. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 24 to 27, Apostle Paul was talking about how that he has now put his body under so that his spirit man can come up. Because the same Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, 17, 18, he spoke about the battle that goes on between the flesh and the spirit man. That's why you have to put the body under. And Romans chapter 8 and verse 5, read it up to verse 10. Apostle Paul was emphasizing there that to be carnally minded is what? Is death. Carnality separates you from God. And the only way to stay spiritual, Apostle Jude in verse 20, is, let's read it. Jude and in verse 20, he said, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And Oyakhilome interprets that to mean you should always be speaking in tongue. That is the meaning of praying in the Holy Ghost. So those of us who cannot speak in tongue, we will manufacture our own tongue to speak. That is not the meaning of that verse. Everything you do, do it in the spirit. Do it spirit conscious. The word of God conscious. Be God conscious. Anytime you do anything and you are God conscious, at that material time, you are doing it in the spirit. You can pray in the flesh. You can be speaking in tongue that the pastor taught you. You are speaking in the flesh. And why will you be speaking in tongue every time when you don't know what you are saying and expect that you are building yourself? What are you saying that is building yourself? To pray in the spirit is to confess God's word for yourself. confess the word of God. To pray in the spirit is to confess what the word of God says concerning yourself. That is praying in the spirit. Say what the spirit of God says concerning you. Confess it. Day and night. Say what God says you are. When you say that, you are building yourself. Praise the Lord.